Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. You know, I was really proud of my city yesterday. McAdams Park, the turnout, the number of people that showed up, just seeing, all the elected officials that were there, just seeing, all the community leaders that were there engaging, talking, all the citizens that were there. Right. And it was a very diverse crowd. I mean, it wasn't one way or the other, if you know what I mean.
Right.
There were people of all colors and races and religions and backgrounds, and it was just so very, very awesome. In fact, I went to the chief and said, dude, we need to do this around town. Go to different neighborhoods and stuff and do this around town.
Definitely.
But it was really, really positive yesterday what happened in McAdams Park.
I know. I kept seeing pictures posted. I kept seeing videos posted. And there was nothing but happiness in all of that. And there were a lot of people just interacting with those that normally wouldn't in another situation. So it was real nice just to see that elected officials can chill with the common people, and it's awesome.
Okay, we told you we were going to have them on the air with us this morning at Power 93.5, and they are here. Let's welcome to the station AJ Bohannon, Dwan Wash, and Brandon Johnson. Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing all right.
Well, Dwan, let's go to you first. Yesterday, McAdams Park, what a huge crowd. I probably anticipated anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people showing up. Is that what you thought the number was?
Yeah, it was definitely in the thousands. We're really happy about the turnout yesterday.
Yeah, and the police chief, Gordon Ramsey, I heard you speak and introduce him. You made a lot of positive comments about the chief. So the next question is where do we go from here?
Where we go from here is just holding feet to the fire. You know, it was a lot of commitments that were made. Those things are still cooking.
Right.
And it's just important for the community to support Chief Ramsey and his efforts to create some change for the city of Wichita. So next steps from here is just continuing to support him, continuing to make sure that we're talking to our city council about this review board, and talking to our legislators about the independent investigation of officer-involved shootings.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, AJ, let me come to you. Now, I know there's not an official Black Lives chapter here in Wichita, Black Lives Matter chapter here in Wichita, but you've kind of taken up the mantle, if you will, leading the way. What was the motivation behind you getting involved in this?
Well, we've been doing this for about 5 years now, addressing some of the issues that are in our community. That we see that, need our attention.
Right.
So the thing about our community is that when we try to address these issues, it's only one or two of us, at the most probably 20.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to devise a plan that would allow everybody to come together at the same time and come out in numbers. What we did is we put on a community cookout. And in that, we had a Q&A session.
I saw that.
Of questions asked and a lot of really important answers that people have been burning in their hearts for years now. So they had a chance to address those issues. The thing that I really look forward to going forward is just helping my community out. I want this to be an equal place for everybody. I want everybody to have the same opportunity as the man that they're standing next to, no matter the color or the race.
Yeah.
So that's what my goal is.
Brandon Johnson, let me have you jump in here. I know you've been involved in the community in a lot of ways. What new hope does the chief bring to you? And I know that you have enough perspective to know that it's bigger than just the chief.
Definitely.
It's the city council, it's the Sedgwick County Commission, it's the state representatives, and ultimately all the way up to state government. So kind of give me your perspective on everything.
I think this chief has shown that he's definitely willing to listen in the conversations that we've had. You know, we've talked about some of those other things when it comes to union contracts that they have to negotiate. Some of that helps to hire and fire, you know, some of the officers that make mistakes. So I think last night was definitely a great first step. We did have elected officials there to see the needs of the community, to see what the community really wanted. Bills will be introduced. So I'm hoping that, you know, with the community seeing that initial first step, that they stay engaged in voting, seeing what's going on the state level, talking to our county commissioners to see how they can support the sheriff. He needs more support as far as doing what he wants to do and getting mental health reforms going with the jail. and also supporting our police chief, because if we can get more officers hired, we'll have better community policing and see repeats of what we saw last night.
That sounds good. Dewan, final question. Are you guys formulating like a master plan, if you will, like what Brandon was touching on, all these different layers of government and politics?
Of course. It's so important. We actually went and visited Congressman Mike Pompeo's office, Jerry Moran's office, and Pat Roberts' office. We did get a response from Pat Roberts, but there's been legislation introduced federally to attempt to do a lot of what the chief is talking about in terms of cultural competency and diversity training, getting the DA out of the investigator process. A lot of those bills have been introduced federally, and we've had our federal elected officials that have failed to act on those things. So, you know, part of the next steps is making sure that we are addressing this on both the local, state, and national level, so that we can get some policy change. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're being affected by bad policy and bad legislation, you know, and the chief has
addressed that too. He's of the same opinion. There's some bad policy going on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and so we're really thankful to have a progressive chief like Chief Ramsey, who can recognize and talk about a lot of the economic conditions that exist in 67214 in the Northeast community, and what we need to do to work together to address those things systemically through policy and through legislation. So I think a lot of our efforts are going to focus on holding our elected officials accountable. So we do have some meetings set up with Jerry Moran. We have some meetings set up with Mike Pompeo, so probably sometime in August, to begin to ask them what they are going to do.
Very eye-opening article yesterday on Kansas.com about the city of Wichita being the seventh most economically depressed city in the nation.
In the nation.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
I don't think anybody in Wichita is proud of that statistic. So I appreciate what you guys are doing. It sounds like you guys are focused. You got a plan. You got a mission. And we applaud what you're doing. So God bless you, man. And thanks for being on with us. AJ, thank you for being on. And Brandon, thank you as well. Good stuff this morning. AJ Bohannon, Dewan Wash, and Brandon Johnson this morning on with the Hitman and Christina at Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.